Hi, this is Katie Statham, and today I'm interviewing George Statham, my granddad. He is on Skype in Newbern, North Carolina, and I'm in Ramona, California. What was life like when you were little?
Well, you know, when you're little, you really don't understand what your life is like because you don't have anything to compare it to. But I had a loving family. I was an only child. Didn't understand the economic problems that different people had. I was just skating along like so many kids do.
Were you born during a war? If so, which one and what was it like?
I was born March 17, 1942, which is 3 months and 10 days after Pearl Harbor. So yes, there was a war. It was World War II. My dad had already been drafted into the Navy by the time I was born. My mother was living with my grandparents, and war was consuming the nation. It was the thing everybody was most concerned about.
What were some of your favorite things you did?
Oh, I've done so many favorite things. Hey, the youngest thing I can remember doing that I enjoyed was sledding down a hill in the snow, getting my first bicycle. My whole life has been full of things that I've enjoyed, right up to being retired and sailing away to the Bahamas.
What was your mom and dad like?
Well, my mom and dad were children of the Depression. And so they grew up in hard times. So they were both very achievement-oriented, hardworking, but they were loving. And I was lucky to have such nice parents.
What are you most afraid of?
Snakes.
What were your hopes for the future?
Well, when I was young, I just didn't want to be normal. I didn't want to be the average person. I wanted to be different. Whatever I did, I didn't want to just fit into the mold that society more or less expected.
What college did you go to?
Well, right after high school, I went to Casper College, which is a community college in Casper, Wyoming, where I was living at the time. I only went there for about 3 semesters because I met and married your grandmother, and we needed the income, so I dropped out of school to get a full-time job. Working in a gas station at nights wasn't supporting us.
What was your dream job?
Probably my dream job, that when I was in Singapore working, I had an important position. I was training people. I was in a foreign land learning lots of new things. I had lots of friends from all over the country, and I was the big fish in the little pond.
What was it like being a only child?
Well, again, when you're little, you don't have a whole lot to draw on. I was the center of my parents' attention, so that was great. I didn't realize until I was grown and saw some of the relationships that other people had with their siblings that I realized that I'd missed out on some stuff. However, there's a lot of stuff that an only child has that siblings don't get to enjoy. So it's a balance.
Does your mom or dad have stories that they enjoy telling? If so, what was your favorite and why?
Well, both my parents were storytellers, my dad more than my mother. For a period of time, when we moved to Los Alamos, New Mexico, dad was in the police department, and Los Alamos is up in the mountains, and we had bear in town almost every night. If you left anything edible in your trash, the bear would come in and raid your trash can. Well, the police got to deal with the bears, and some of the stories he tells about the inane things that some of the residents did were very amusing. So your great-granddad's bear stories have all been written down, and someday you can enjoy them.
Who has been the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
Well, you happen to know her very well. She's your grandmother. We have been married twice as long, more than twice as long as we were ever unmarried. So we have rubbed all the rough edges off each other. She's been the most positive influence in my life, and perhaps in your father's life, and maybe even a little bit in yours.
What was the happiest moment in your life and the saddest?
Well, I've had several very happy minutes that are moments that it's hard for me to pick out one that is the best, but almost all of them involve holding a new grandchild. Oh, and saddest? I don't know. There's nothing in my life been so bad that I'd have to call it my saddest moment.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life? What lessons did that person teach you?
Well, of course, leaving your mother or your grandmother out of the equation, if the person who is greatest in my life comes from the influence, I've been lucky enough to be mentored by many people. I'll leave my father out of it, and I'll talk about people that I've worked with. I have had some great bosses and some that were not so great, but all of them have taught me something. Probably the boss that mentored me the most and helped me most professionally was a man named Larry Myers.
What are the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Well, number one is the golden rule. Treat other people like you would like to be treated. Work hard. Don't be a complainer. Try to give more than you take.
What is your earliest memory?
Well, when I was an infant, I had polio on the right-hand side. And my earliest memory, I was standing at a coffee table, which, of course, when you're an infant, is not way above you. It's kind of at waist level almost, maybe a little higher. And I was using a coffee table, and I was walking around it. And my grandparents and parents were so thrilled that I was walking around this table. Well, I couldn't understand it because I knew I had walked before. I didn't think it was a big deal. I just didn't realize that polio had taken away my ability to walk. But I was probably around 3 years old at the time, and that's my earliest memory.
What are you most proud of?
I've got three children, all of whom turned into great parents, wonderful people, and good friends.
When in your life have you felt alone, most alone?
Boy, that's up there with when was I saddest. I can't pick out a time when I felt alone, which, you know, to feel alone, you kind of have to feel abandoned. And I've never been abandoned.
If you could hold on one of your memories from your life before, what would that be?
The thrill of sailing on the open ocean, driven only by the wind, and the power that God gave you. That was wonderful.
How was your life been different than what you imagined?
I've had more material success than I thought I ever would. I've had some very fortunate opportunities professionally, and I haven't always capitalized them to the fullest, but I really didn't think that we would be able to live the style of life that we have managed thus far.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a cantankerous old guy.
Do you have any regrets?
Of course. Life's full of regrets. But it's up there with saddest, loneliest. I don't have one that I would redo my life for. There's ups and downs, and it's a balance.
What does your future hold?
Well, I don't have that much future left at 76. But I'm hoping to be able to write out my retirement. And at some point, though, the machine's going to break down and I'm going to have to move closer to one of my kids. We've moved many times in our life, but I'm sure I've got one or two left.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Well, it's sort of what I thought I've learned that's most important. Work hard. Don't be a complainer. Treat other people the way you would like to be treated. And give more than you take.
Is there anything that you've ever told me but wanted to tell me? Never told me, but you wanted to tell me.
And go.
I'm going to repeat this question. Is there anything that you've never told me but wanted to tell me now?
No, our communication is pretty open, so I don't have any surprises for you.
Is there anything about me that you ever always wanted to know but I never asked? I'm gonna repeat that. Is there anything about me that you've always wanted to know but you never asked?
No, again, we have pretty open communication and I feel free to ask you about anything, and that's nice that we've got that relationship.
Thank you, Granddad, so much for talking with you about your life.